Beasley A. Richardson.
Lonnie, can I ask you something personal?
Yeah.
Do you think that the comedian Buck Lanters hates me?
Buck Lanters? I mean, you should hate him for that joke he did with Mr. Greg and everything. You know,
But he did have a reason to be mad at me. I did hire him for the sitcom Way Too Outta Here, William, and he bought a new house and everything with the money he thought he was going to make.
Yeah.
And was interviewed on TV about it and everything. But then I got someone else to play the part.
Well, you know, I mean...
And I know I hurt him greatly. So after that joke he made Len do on me when I took him to court, I settled out of court for only $12,000 in mental damage. And I hope he appreciates that.
I'm sure he does, because, you know, it could have been, you know, a lot more.
But I know I have a new secret project, and I think Buck would be perfect for it. Do you think he will still talk to me? Oh, hello, Buck.
Hey, buddy. How you hanging on these days? How are your like, little stone egg friends? How are they hanging on? They doing good?
Buck, look. I know we've had our disagreement in the past, but I have a brand new top secret project, and I really think it'd be perfect for the part. Your comedy timing and style is excelente, and your look and your hair. Oh. It's perfect.
You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like a conversation we had, you know, a few years ago about a little TV show. You may remember it. You know, it was going to be the next big thing called Way Too Outta Here, William. You remember that, pal?
Well, yes, but you have to understand. See, that show did not do very well. In fact,
it
was canceled after only 2.5 episodes. Ah.
Yeah.
So it was good I got another person for that part, because if you had been the star of that show when it failed, you would have been looked upon like a loser.
You know, let me tell you something, Buglin. If I had been on that show, it would have been a friggin' hit, and you know it. I don't know what drugs you were on when you flipped out and fired me and chose that other friggin' guy.
Gene Logan is the other
Gene
friggin'
Logan.
Guy. He was very highly regarded in the genre. Of a new wave humor. I thought he would bring that, I don't know, otherness that Way Too Outta Here William needed.
Gene Logan? Give me a break. Gene Logan? That guy is about as funny as the sticky stuff on the back of a stamp. The show sucked because it was pretentious bullshit.
Buck, that's all in the past. Right now, I have a new project. A top secret project you to be part of.
I can't, okay? I might tell a joke that upsets you and wind up in court, you know, like with that Mr. Egg shit.
You may have thought it was funny, but it caused me great mental damage. And my psychologist agreed.
Yeah, but it's bullshit, okay? I was at a party with Len, and, you know, he was telling me about this egg shit, about the Halloween party and everything, and I said it might be funny, you know, to switch the stone egg, you know, with a real egg, you know, that's all. You know, we were drunk. I mean, I didn't think he'd take me seriously.
But you had a motive. You perceived I had done you harm with the Way Outta Here William situation.
Yeah, that $12,000 I had to give you. I was always going to take my kids out to Montana with that money. You know, it was going to be my way of spending time with my kids since me and my wife split. So where was I able to take them after you fucked me? You know, one of those friggin' theaters, you know, where it all shakes around and it looks like you're flying through a space cannon or something. That's the only place I can afford.
Well, you can forget all about that. Put it in the past.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
This top secret project is going to be fabulous, a brand new start. And get this, Jocasta Baldi is a comedy genius.
Wait a minute, who?
Jocasta Baldi.
What?
You may not have heard of her, but she is a comedy genius. She's not funny in person. She's very serious, in fact. And her writing is also very serious. And she...
Well, what do you mean? So how is she a comedy genius, then?
You will see, my friend.
You know, this sounds like bullshit. You know, like more of your mind games. You know, I'm not interested, man.
Just 1 minute. This project is top secret, so I can't tell you anything about it. But I will tell you one thing that might strike up your interest. The executive producer is none other than the one and only Art Coolerman.
Are you serious? Art Coolerman?
Yes. Yes, I am. And with him involved, you know this is going to be a great production.
Art Coolerman, you know. All right, man, you know, I'll give you a chance, but I want my 12 grand back.
That's not a problem. Consider it done.
So where's this Jocasta person?
We have to meet her in a top secret location.
Well, Buck, here we are. This is the top secret location? A friggin' swamp?
Listen, Buck, I did research and found out that swamps are 31% more secret than any other location on average.
Well, look, she better be here, all right? She better be here.
Oh, man. You know, where is this Jocasta? You know, we've been sitting here for like 2 hours.
Don't worry, Buck. She will be here. I guarantee it. Buck, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I mean,
do you think that Harvey Korman and Tim Conway were funny in their day?
Funny? You know, like on the Carol Burnett show? Yeah, I guess they were funny. I don't know. I mean,
Because my friend Helena is really obsessed by the comedy of Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
she sounds like a laugh riot. Is she a friend of Jocasta's?
No, she's not a friend of Jocasta's. But in thinking about Harvey Korman and Tim Conway, I've been doing a lot of thinking about comedy. Buck, what do you think comedy really is?
Comedy? I think comedy is making people so nervous that they have to laugh, you know, as an alternative to, like, lapsing into a coma. You know? I mean, you know, but that's just my view. I mean, you know, I don't know. What's your view?
What is comedy? Now, that's a question that really needs a lot of explanation. I think comedy is an arrangement of words that will cause people to laugh and forget about reality for the time that they are in the midst of that person trying to like take them away, like, you know, like that commercial Calgon, take me away. Comedy is an essence, a way in which you can say, all right, I'm going to just go off and let people, this person trying to take me into another world that I have no idea what's going on, but I know it's been taking away from my current reality, my current, you know, situation. And I think comedy is an arrangement of words that will cause people to laugh and to try to eliminate their pain and their anguish. And you know, with today's society, the way things are right now, with the pain and the suffering and the financial drain and all this other stuff that's going on, I think comedy is, in essence, a way for people to overcome their obsessive compulsive behavior, their horrible, their lives, their situations they're in, the hell that they're living in. And I really think that comedy is, in essence, a way for people to try to understand themselves, to try to make the sense out of the world that has gone awry. And comedy, in another way, has made people to be able to see the world in a way which will help them see the world and which will alleviate their pain and their anguish and their suffering. Because, in essence, if people didn't have comedy, people would be so upset, so drained. They need a release. They need some sort of like a thing to hook up to. And comedy really is something that helps people deal with their situations that they're going through right now. I really think that there was no such thing as comedy in this world, that people would be like committing suicide. I think people in today's world need something to be able to see the world in a different light. Because people in today's world see the world as such a pessimistic view, and when you see the world in a comical view, you're able to see the other things that are around you in your current situation in a more optimistic way. So basically, comedy to me is a release for people. And also, anybody can do comedy. You know why? Because everybody has the capability to be doing comedy. Because comedy to me is an untapped resource. Everybody has that capability to do comedy. The only thing is that people do not think that they have the capability to do it. The only thing they need to do is to try to get themselves out of this current view that they're in, out of this current genre that they're in, and make them realize that there's another way to view their life. And if they're able to do that,
anybody in the world today has the capability to do comedy.
Wow, Bueller, man, that is, I have to say, that is very, very profound, okay? Very profound, you know.
Where is that Jocasta?
I don't know, you know, we're still sitting around here, I don't know
where she could be. Buck, could you do a little bit of your material for me? You know, your act? I really need to hear, to put it in relation to the top secret comedy project.
Come on, man. Here, you know, in the swamp, I mean, you know.
Comedians are supposed to be able to do their act anywhere, at any time.
Well, what the hell? Okay, okay.